the last Sunday before Christmas. So this is great. You know, I think most people have mixed feelings about the holiday seasons, both very positive and very negative. So I enjoy seeing it come, and I also enjoy seeing it go. So we're almost there. Okay, well, this is Movie Watchers Group, and the movie for the month is The Sixth Sense. So I hope everybody got a chance to see it. And yeah, Susan did not get to see the movie. So yes, yeah, well, there is a this is one of my favorite classical movies. It was filmed in 1999 with Bruce Willis as the main character, and fabulous movie. It's sort of like a kind of a horror story in a way with the subject matter, but there's a real message there, and so we'll just kind of explore what that is tonight. So for those of you who watched, if you'd like to share anything at any time, just pop in there. So what were some of the scenes that you found moving or spoke to you in some way? So anybody got any comments about that? Well, for me, I saw this as a love story and a sense of purpose. And so Bruce Willis is the character that's Malcolm in the movie. And he had a patient. He is a counselor, and he had a patient that he failed in his mind. The patient felt that he failed. He judged him as not helping him, and indeed he was not helped. However, that was a sense of judgment. So, you know, the movie opens up by the doctor getting a reward for outstanding service to the mental health community. And as he and his wife are celebrating, of course, they hear someone upstairs, and it happens to be this young man who is in tremendous distress and ends up shooting Dr. Cole and then killing himself. And so the next scene, you know, this is a masterful done. First of all, this is done by M. Shyamalan, who has done many, many movies of this genre. I've seen a lot of his movies. There's been some that I didn't think were that good, but anyway, he's done some great work. So let's see. I'm going to go to my screen here somehow. I should have done a little better preparation here. But give me a minute here. So we have an hour to cover for this, and with this small group, I think we're going to have to be able to fill this time a little bit. So, all right. Yep, I wasn't very prepared. And my computer, my internet service here is extremely slow. So, okay. All right, so I went to Wikipedia. And let me share my screen here. And like I said, I'm not going to be able to see you guys. So, I will... Okay. So from Wikipedia, Malcolm Crowe, a child psychologist in Philadelphia, returns home one night with his wife, Anna, after having been honored for his work. A young man appears in their bathroom and accuses Malcolm of failing him. And Malcolm recognizes him as Vincent Gray, a former patient he treated as a child for hallucinations. But before he can talk Vincent down, Vincent shoots him and then himself. The next fall, Malcolm begins working with Cole Sear, a young boy. Malcolm feels that he must help in order to rectify his failure and reconcile with his wife, who has become distant and cold. Cole's mother, Lynn, worries about her son's social skills, especially after seeing signs of physical harm. And Cole eventually confides his secret to Malcolm. He sees ghosts walking around like the living, unaware that they are dead. Initially, Malcolm thinks Cole is delusional and considers dropping his case after listening to an audio tape from the session with Vincent. Malcolm hears a weeping man begging for help in Spanish, and he believes that Cole is telling the truth, and he suggests that Cole try to find a purpose for his gift by communicating with the ghost and helping them finish their business. Cole is unwilling at first and then finally agrees to try to help. Cole awakens one night to discover a ghost girl vomiting. And after finding out who she is, Cole goes with Malcolm to the funeral reception at her home, where he is directed to a box holding a videotape, which he gives to her father. And the tape shows the girl's mother poisoning her daughter's food by doing this. And Cole has saved the girl's younger sister from the same fate. Learning to live with the ghost he sees, Cole begins to fit in at school and is cast as the lead in the school play. Before departing, Cole suggests that Malcolm should try speaking to Anna while she is asleep. Stuck in traffic, Cole tells his mother his secret and says that someone died in an accident down the road. When Lynn doesn't believe him, Cole tells her his grandmother visits him and describes how she saw Lynn in a dance performance when she was a child, giving details that he could not have known. Malcolm returns home to find his wife asleep and their wedding video playing. And while still asleep, Anna asks why he left her and drops Malcolm's wedding ring. Recalling what Cole told him about how dead people only see what they want to see, Malcolm states or starts to see the things he did not see earlier. And Malcolm suddenly remembers being shot and he locates his gunshot wound that reveals he was actually killed by Vincent and he has been dead the whole time. Malcolm tells his wife she was never second to anything and that he loves her because of Cole's efforts, and Malcolm's business is finally complete and his spirit departs in a flash of life. Okay, so so that is the okay, well, I'm glad Susan left because we just gave away the whole plot there. So was there any element of the overall plot of the movie that resonated with you? So anybody got anything? Shana?
Yes, the whole plot really resonated with me. When I saw it originally, I thought it was really interesting how Cole came out of his shell and learned to be social and actually got a part in the play because of his interaction and coming out with Malcolm, and his coming out of being able to help others brought his own self, his true self out because he was able to help others. And also being able to help Malcolm realize without actually telling him that he too was dead, and also helping Malcolm finish what he needed to finish so that he could continue on into the light. I thought all of that was really good. And I thought Cole's mother, played by, who was that? That was Colette, I believe. Toni Collette, yeah. She did a great job, especially that scene in the car where Cole reveals to her that, yeah, the dead kid that just died up there is standing right here. She just did a great job of it. And him revealing what only she could know by listening to the dead grandmother, that was fabulous, fabulous scene. I just loved it. So those are some of the things that resonated with me so far.
Thanks, Shana. Anyone else? You know, this movie was masterfully done. You know, the first time I watched it, the ending was a complete surprise to me. And so I turned right around and watched it again, looking for clues that somehow the director had messed up or something, but it was flawless. I mean, it's it was so well done. Sort of the like the Sting. I don't know if most of y'all saw the Sting years and years ago. But that sort of thing where the end was completely a twist. So, but anyway, that was, that was a great, great, well done movie. And it had to me, it had a great message. Did any of the characters in the movie strike you as symbolic?
Joanne has her hand up.
Oh, okay. All right, Joanne. Sorry, I couldn't see your hand. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hello again. Actually, I was hoping to watch the movie today, and I didn't have time, but I have seen the movie. It's been a long time since I saw it, but there were a few things that stuck out for me. One thing you said was that, like, the first time I saw it, I really had no idea that Bruce Willis was dead. So in that sense, it was done really well. But I remember an overwhelming feeling, like, at the end of the movie, basically, that everything is okay, that we don't really have anything to be afraid of. And I do remember taking that away from the movie. So, you know, it was kind of like the crux of the whole thing for me. And sorry, I didn't get a chance to watch it again, so it's not fresh in my mind, but that's my thought, that it's just, it's about this life that we're living too. You know, we're all like trying to hang on to the scenarios and the story, and in truth, it's just, it's kind of all for naught because there's nothing to be afraid of. It really doesn't matter. I'm not being like a Debbie Downer, but when I look at the truth and I'm not afraid, that's how I feel. Okay, letting go of the mic.
Thanks, Joanne. Yeah, you know, that I saw it as a kind of a symbiotic a relationship. You know, we don't know why we're here. We don't know why we're in this life, and that Spirit has chosen this creation. And yet, we do seem to be here. There's a purpose. There seems to be a purpose for us being here. And so I think that for me, you know, we're on the path to waking up, to awakening. And yet, I believe every single person in this world is exactly where they're supposed to be. I don't know how that works, but there is nothing in this world except perfection. And so how we interact has great meaning for us in our awakening process. And so, you know, those that we feel support us and those that we feel are given to us to learn some lessons. So, okay, talk about one thing you specifically applied from the movie in your life. Anybody got any comments on that regard? Go ahead, Shauna.
I would think trying to resolve the unhealed portions of my mind before I die. That would be one thing I'd take from it for sure. And just to look at our relationships with an open mind without believing the false thoughts that come into our mind about others. And helping others, embracing in whatever way we can be most helpful. I think those are a few of the things that I took away from it. Thanks, George.
Well, thanks, Shauna. Yeah, I've got to agree with you. You know, I see, Malcolm had a kind of a spiritual evolution, and there's things that he transcended. There were things that he was not ready to comprehend until that stage of his existence that was beyond the physical body. He certainly felt that he was still a physical body, and but he still was processing it. He had not fully transcended to a fuller understanding. And I think as he exited, that symbol of his awakening, his aha at the end, when he realized that he was that he had finished the task that he was to do there, and he was ready to move on. So I think as we lay this body down eventually, or at least lay the egoic mind down, that we can step into that all in good time. Until we get to that point, we remain clueless. So anyone else got any comments? Don, did you watch this movie recently? Okay. Yeah. I actually bought the movie because I knew that I watched it about a month ago, but I also watched it again this afternoon just so it'd be fresh in my mind. And like I say, it's one of those movies I could just watch over and over and over. So Go ahead, Shada.
I did have another thought, because Cole had to overcome his fear, and that's why he was unwilling at first. So once he overcame his fear and agreeing to help, it was like building momentum. His first person that he helped, first dead person he helped, was the hardest, and then he was able to overcome that fear through his willingness. That's something we certainly have learned from the masters.
Absolutely, I agree with that. Boy, that's a great point, Cole. Did not know how to cope. He was being a little kid. I don't think he felt in any way that he was, had a mental illness or anything. His experience was his reality. And, I can't say that that's been my experience of seeing ghosts or anything, but I certainly, we have in the spiritual community a variety of people that in the realm of the illusory world have some powers. I'm going to call them some powers that most of us don't have. And so I've got friends that I fully believe have that power to not only see spirits, but also an intuition of a premonitions. Yeah, I've got a very good friend of mine that was sharing with me about the premonition that her daughter was going to have a child, and she shared with her daughter that she was going to get pregnant, and her daughter did. So, those are, if you hear this from someone that you don't know, you think, well, gee, okay, maybe they made that up. But there's just been too many instances of people that I personally know that have had experiences seem on the paranormal realm, I'll just say. So, any other comments here? Well, I'm not sure what we're going to do with the last 30 minutes here, because I think our discussion is about over on this. Go ahead, Shada.
I think you made a good point that that Cole never thought he was crazy, which is interesting. He kind of, did he have some kind of little faith that he knew what he was seeing was real? I don't know. That's interesting to think about that. And yes, like even Regina has a picture of a ghost.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, in that haunted hotel they stayed at. Mm-hmm. And my first teacher, Daryl, he could see ghosts too if he tuned into that. He didn't usually. But it's interesting to think about that. You know, if you're attached to this body, or you're attached to your life, if you're attached to some unfinished business, I wonder if we do hang out as ghosts. I wonder if we have any choice in that. I wonder if that's avoidable. It's just kind of interesting to think about those kind of things.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I realized that Malcolm was dead when the wedding ring fell on the floor. That's when I realized he was dead. So it wasn't all the way to the end of the movie, but I also had to watch it again right away. It's like, oh my God, I got to see everything I missed the first time.
Right. Yeah, that's, I think I'm with you. That was my first clue, is when the wedding ring fell on the floor. And then you could, that was so well written and directed. It was amazing to me. It's just, I thought it was an amazing movie. And it's certainly a movie of intense love. Love and the desire to serve. Okay, so Malcolm had a profession that he was certainly a perfectionist, very dedicated to, and he got to the point where he had this one patient that he failed in his mind. But, you know, there's so much more that we don't know. It's impossible. I mean, I got a sister-in-law that's a schizophrenic, okay? She has seen things, okay? And as a matter of fact, that's generally how it's sort of diagnosed is schizophrenics typically emerge in their late teens, which is the story of my sister-in-law. And she started having these very freaky hallucinations. And so, that was the other thing about, and I'm not real versed on schizophrenics, but I know at least in my sister-in-law's case, she's very bright, very, very intelligent. So I kind of wonder if that's part of that. But at any rate, Malcolm being a psychiatrist and being taught in the ways of the world, you know, was seeking for a solution that fit within his realm of understanding. And it was with Cole's help, even though that was beyond his physical death, it was with Cole's help that he had this realization that there's more to life from a standpoint of identifying with a personality that is in that paranormal realm. So, okay. Well, anybody else have anything to share? I think we've... Go ahead.
One more comment, too, George. You mentioned how the movie's, you said, deeply loving? I forget what you said. And that's true because at the end of the movie, Malcolm did tell his wife that she was never second to anything and that he loved her completely. And that's when his spirit departs in the flash of light. So interesting to contemplate that connection between giving of your heart, opening your heart, and loving totally and being able to move to the next transition, the next stage.
Yeah. You know, there's another little hint early on when Cole's mother is looking at the pictures, Cole's pictures that, I mean, anybody with kids has got their pictures posted around on their walls and refrigerators and stuff. And every one of them had this little sliver of light. Every single one had this little sliver of light in it. And yet, it was a clue, but it didn't give away anything. So, like I say, I thought that was very well done. She was, I mean, you can just imagine what if you were the mother of that child? I mean, what would you think? You know, what would you think? It's like most people just don't go to the paranormal and think, hey, there's something else going on here. So, well done. Do we have a 30-minute tape or something that we can play here, or what do you suggest?
I'm just going to play some Christmas music.
Okay. All right. I think that's great.
Thank you.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, it's always nice if you got several people that can share, and it's just perfect. So, as Don pointed out to me earlier, this would have been a great Halloween movie as opposed to a Christmas movie, but being a guy, I just didn't think of that. So I know my wife said, yeah, you need some women's input on these movies that you guys select. So I think that's a good idea. Okay. Love you guys. Hey, I had fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed the discussion. And I'm just going to turn it over to you, Don.